首先我愿意借这个机会来向神献上感恩，给我有机会这次来跟大家在 Nichols 有这个交通。
First, I would like to give my thanksgiving to God for granting me this opportunity to come here to attend Nichols 74.
在北美洲的教会和教会的领袖们，
Among the churches and the church leaders in North America,
我觉得现在这方面有很多的人才，有很多的力量。
I feel that there are so many, so much strength and so much manpower here.
现在借着 Nichols 好像都联合到一起了。
And through Nichols, it seems to me that these manpower and resources are joining together.
我相信在未来的日子，这个会议不单成为美国教会推动的一个力量。
I believe in the days to come that this gathering, this body, not only it'll become a power in North America,
也一定会成为全世界华侨教会推动的一个力量。
I believe also it'll become a strength to the Chinese churches all over the world.
为这个原因，我自己这次能够有机会在坐在这里参加这个聚会，我非常的感谢主。
Because of this,I am extremely happy to come here to have a part.
也多谢这次的筹备的委员会给我有这个机会。
I appreciate also the preparatory committee to give me this chance to come.
我也非常的感谢主能够和许多位弟兄姊妹个人有交通。
I also appreciate the opportunities to have personal fellowship with many of you.
今天我就愿意跟大家思想这是我所要想的最末的几处圣经。
This morning I like to meditate with you the last portion of the scriptures that I intend to speak upon.
请大家跟我翻到腓立比书第三章第二十节开始，直到第四章第七节。
Shall we look from Philippians chapter 3 verse 20 to chapter 4 verse 7?
腓立比书第三章第二十节开始。
Philippians chapter 3, verse beginning from verse 20 until chapter 4, verse 7.
我们却是天上的国民，并且等候救主，就是主耶稣基督从天降临。他要按着那能叫万有归服自己的大能，将我们这卑贱的身体改变形状，和他自己荣耀的身体相似。我所亲爱所想念的弟兄们，你们就是我的喜乐，我的冠冕。我亲爱的弟兄，你们应当靠主站立得稳。我劝有阿爹和寻都基要在主里同心。我也求你这真实与我同父异母的帮助这两个女人，因为他们在福音上曾与我一同劳苦，还有格里勉，并其余和我一同做工的，他们的名字都在生命册上。你们要靠主常常喜乐。我再说，你们要喜乐，当叫众人知道你们谦让的心。主已经尽了，应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。神所赐出人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。这段经文保罗给我们讲到基督徒的一个极崇高的地位。
Here Paul is telling us the sublime position of Christians.
我们是天上的国民。
We are the heavenly citizens.
做基督徒的人，他不是单单说心灵里面有过一个特别的经验。
For a Christian, not only that he has a special experience inside,
这个经验非常宝贵。
It is indeed a precious experience.
经验了罪得赦免。
We experience the forgiveness of sin.
经验了在主里面的平安。
We experience the peace in Christ.
有从上面来的喜乐。
We experience the joy from above.
这些的经验都非常非常的宝贵。
These are precious experiences.
但是我们的生活不是单单靠着我们的经验。
But our life does not depend solely on experiences.
我们有一个更重要的客观的事实做根据。
We have a more important objective fact to be the evidence.
因为这个原因，我们在主面前就领受了一个新的责任。
Because of this fact, we receive from the Lord a new responsibility.
那么这件客观的事实呢，就是我们今天有了一个新的地位。
This objective fact is that today we received a new position.
这个地位就是我们今天是属于天国的国民了。
This new position is that we are a heavenly citizen.
不可能这件事情跟我们的经验也许没有什么关系。
Maybe this fact has very little to do with our experience.
我们在经验里面感觉不到做天上的国民有什么分别。
In our experience, we do not feel the difference of being a citizen of heaven.
但是我们因为知道这个是事实了。
But yet, we know that this is a truth.
我们就应当按照这个事实的标准来生活。
We then should live according to the standard of this new truth.
这件事实呢，我觉得给我们有几方面特别的福气。
I think this fact has brought us several blessings in several areas.
头一样，我们基督徒不是一个单单是得救的人。
First of all, for to be a Christian, we are not only a saved person.
如果我单单把我看作一个是得救的人，
If I consider myself merely a saved person,
我只是我自己。
I'm still myself.
我的关系只是和主耶稣的关系。
My relation is only to Christ.
那我就是在我的生命里边来过我所过的基督徒的生活。
And I'm only living a Christian life within the confines of my own life.
但是事实上不是如此。
But the fact is not so.
不是单单我成了一个得救的人了。
Not only I become a saved person.
我是进入到一个新的国度里边。
In fact, I'm entering or I have entered into a new kingdom.
这个国度不是一个人组成的。
And this kingdom is not constituted by one person.
全世界所有属主耶稣的人都是这个国度里边的公民。
And all the people in the world who truly believe in Christ, they are the citizens of this kingdom.
我是这个国度里面的一个。
I am one of the citizens.
我不是单独靠着我的力量来过一个基督徒的生活。
I'm not trying to live a Christian life only by my own solitary self.
我有很多的人在这个世界各地跟我一同在为这个目标努力。
There are many, many in all parts of the world who are endeavoring with me together for this purpose.
就是这个认识应当给我们有一个极大的鼓励的力量。
Simply by this knowledge, it should be an encouraging force to us.
我在世界上不是过一个孤单的生活。
I am not living a solitary life in the world.
我在侍奉上不是做一个好像单独的这么一个工作。
I am not serving God by my solitary witness.
我们中间可能有些个人处在一些个和别的基督徒来往不多的环境里边。
Some of us may are living a more or less isolated life.
一个查经班也许只有十个八个中国同学。
For instance, a Bible study group may only have 10 or 8 students.
附近可能没有别的中国基督徒可以有交通。
There may be not any Chinese church in the vicinity.
这些个人面临的责任，面临的试探。
And all the responsibility and temptations they face,
他们可能觉得也许很有时候很孤单。
Many times they may feel lonely.
但是我们不孤单。
But we are not lonely.
我们知道在全世界很多属主的人跟我们一同在做这个战争。
We know that there are so many God's people all around the world are fighting this war with us together.
有这个知识能够给我们有一个极大的力量，极大的鼓励。
As soon as we have this knowledge, it will become a strength and encouragement to us.
不但给我们有一个极大的鼓励，
Not only it encourages us,
也叫我们觉得有一个更重的责任。
It will also at the same time give us a deeper responsibility.
因为我这个工作做的不是单单为我这个查经班或者我这个教会。
Because what I'm doing here is not only for my church or my Bible study group.
乃是为整个神的国度。
Actually, what everything I do is for the total kingdom of God.
如同一个比方说，一个人到外国去很远的地方去旅行。
For instance, if a person went to other country to travel,
那个地方可能没有自己的同胞。
Is it possible that at that country there is no his compatriots?
但是如果他知道在那里有他的国家，有这个他的领事馆等等来在后边支持他。
But if he knows that in that country there is an embassy of his own country there to support him,
如果有什么困难或者有什么遇到不公平的待遇，有人在后边支持他。
If he meet some difficulty or some treatment of inequality, he know that somebody will support him.
这个是他里面的一个力量。
This becomes a strength inside of him.
但是另外一方面呢，因为他代表那个国家，他是那个国的公民了。
At the same time, on the other hand, he represents his own country.
他也有一个责任。
He has a responsibility.
为了这个原因，这个知道我们是属于天国的公民这件事情。
For this reason,that as soon as we know that we are a citizen of heaven,
给我们觉得我们和弟兄姊妹那个关系非常的亲近。
It will make us realize more that our closeness to other brothers,
和别的人虽然肉体之中不可能，但是我们灵里边有交通。
Although physically it is impossible, but in the spirit we have the communication.
同时我们也在主的面前领受了这么一个托付。
And at the same time we receive this trust from Christ.
照样我们在主的面前也有一个保证，我们是属天国的公民。
At the same time we have the assurance that we are a citizen of heaven.
同时在另外一方面呢，我们知道天国不是属于这个世界的。
And at the same time we know and we understand that the kingdom of heaven does not belong to this world.
那就是说我们生活的最终的目标不属于这个世界。
That is to say that the final aim of our lifeDoes not belong to this world.
因为我们是天国的公民。
Because we are heavenly citizens.
所以我们有一个更高的盼望。
Therefore, we have a higher hope.
那个是我们生活侍奉各方面的目标。
That is the goal of our life and service.
因为这里告诉我们说，将来有一天我们主耶稣降临的时候。
Because here it tells us one day when Christ returns.
我们要将我们这卑贱的身体改变形状，和他自己荣耀的身体相似。
And he shall change our vile body that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body.
为了我们有这么样的一个盼望，这么样的一个目标。
Because of such hope, because of such aim,
我们生活能够得一种新的力量。
We receive a new strength in our life.
我们的生活不是没有盼望。
We are not hopeless.
但是我们必须要认清楚这个盼望。
But we should identify this hope.
我的意思是说，不要把我们的这个盼望单单放在我们这个目前的世界上面。
By that I mean that we should not put our hope only in this world.
不要把你在这个世界上的得失、成就、失败看成了最重要的。
Do not consider your profit and loss, success or failure of this world as the most important thing.
认清楚我们是天上的国民。
We should acknowledge we are citizens of heaven.
我们所盼望的是将来有一天主来要把我们整个的这个情形改变了。
Our hope is that one day when Christ returns, he will change the whole thing.
这个是我们的盼望，这个是我们的福气。
This is our hope and our blessing.
这个也能够成为我们侍奉工作的力量。
This can also become the strength in our ministry and work.
如果我们的在生活中不觉得有盼望，这是最可怜的一件事情。
If we do not feel there is a hope in our life, it is the most pitiful thing.
如果我们有盼望，
if we have hope,
不论多么困难，担子不论多么重，
regardless how difficult is a situation or how heavy is a burden,
我们能够仍然有力量去支持。
We still can have strength to sustain.
因为有一个盼望在前面。
Because there is hope in the front.
我自己清楚有这个经验。
I have this experience myself.
在打仗的时候，我离开北平到内地去。
During the war time, I left the city of Peking and went into the interior.
那是我很年轻，没有在社会中生活的经验。
At that time, my time I was still young. I didn't have much experience in society.
我离开家的时候，三十多年以前了。
I was over 30 years ago when I left home.
我那时候没有在外边自己生活的经验。
At that time, I did not have experiences to live outside alone.
到了内地，没有亲戚，没有朋友，什么人都不认识。
When I arrived in the interior of China, I didn't have any relatives or friends.
样样事情都要自己来负责。
I have to take care of everything myself.
东郭西北，陕西、甘肃的地方，生活非常的清苦。
In the northwestern regions of China, in the provinces of Shaanxi and Gansu, life was indeed hard.
我们的生活的条件呢，非常的简陋。
And the conditions of life was quite crude.
但是在那时候啊，我们遇到很多从海边去内地的青年人。
But at that time, we met a number of young people came from the coastal regions.
生活非常困难。
The life was difficult.
享受就谈不到了。
We do not have luxuries of life.
能够有的吃得饱就够了。
If only we can have enough to eat, we are fortunate.
眼前也许看不见有什么了不得的盼望。
From the immediate future, from the immediate environment, we do not see much great hope.
但是那时候大家都有这么一个最终的盼望啊。
But at that time, somehow in our heart, we have an ultimate hope.
中国在战争中一定会胜利的。
The hope was that China will win the war.
为了有这个盼望
because of this hope,
在那么痛苦的生活里边，没有人失望。
None of us were disillusioned in the harshness and hardness of life.
虽然生活很困难，工作很困难
although life and work was extremely difficult,
但是我们因为有这个盼望
because there was a hope.
那个成为我们的力量。
And this hope became our strength.
假如我们想一想现在很多国家的情形。
If we think about the situation of many nations today,
他们照样生活很困难。
They also living in a hard life.
但是他们的生活比我们那时候的享受好得多。
But comparatively, they're still better off than we were.
但是他们今天没有这个盼望。
But today, the difference is they do not have this hope.
生活好像没有目标了一样。
Therefore, the life without living without purpose.
最痛苦的一件事情。
This is the most miserable thing.
照样，我们在侍奉、在为主的工作上面。
In the same manner, in matters of working and ministering for the Lord.
工作可能很难，也许看不到了不得的成就。
The work may be very hard and do not see immediate success.
工作没有人欣赏，看不见很好的果效。
And do not see too much fruit and not appreciated by others.
有时候也许还被批评，被误会。
Sometimes even being criticized or being misunderstood by people.
但是我们不失望。
But we do not lose hope.
因为我们有一个盼望在我们里面。
Because we have a hope inside of us.
然后另外一方面在这段经文里我觉得给我们讲出来啊。
Another thing that the scripture tells us here,
如果我们有这么样的一个地位有这么样的一个盼望了
If we have such a position and such a hope,
我们就应当过出一种生活来与我们这个地位相符合。
And then we should live a kind of life which will be conformable to our position.
如果我们记得我们是天上的国民
If we remember that we are citizens of heaven,
那我们就应当过着一个生活，配得称是天上的国民。
Then we should live the kind of life that is worthy to be called a citizen of heaven.
很多时候，我觉得我们基督徒就忘记了我们是天上的国民。
I feel that many times we as Christians we forget about that we are heavenly citizens.
因此，我们过出了一种生活，与那个地位不符合。
Therefore, we are living a kind of life which is unconforming to our position.
我们所做那个事情本身也许不是错。
Although we are not doing wrong things.
但是这件事情与那个崇高的地位不符合。
But somehow the thing we are doing does not conform with our sublime position.
叫我们失掉了我们应当有那个身份。
Therefore, sometimes we lose our supposed position.
我清楚记得在我以前居住的地方有一个邻居。
I clearly remember that I had a neighbor in the place where I formerly lived.
是一个在香港一间私立大学的教授。
He was a professor in a private college in Hong Kong.
他也是从北方来的，所以我们常有机会谈话。
He also came from North China, so we converse with each other very often.
那么，样样他的那个穿着态度，样样都很好。
And his appearance and his clothing, everything looks good.
因为他是个大学教授。
Because he is a professor.
那么有一天呢，有一个人帮我打扫房间呢。
And there's one day somebody is helping me to clean up my room.
那时候那个人一个礼拜来我家一次，帮我打扫房间。
He came once a week to help the cleaning work.
就在他正做工的时候，忽然听见我对面的房子里边在吵。
While he was working in my room, I heard the house across from me. There was a noise of quarreling.
那个主人在骂他的工人。
The owner of that house was rebuking his servant.
我们不知道是为什么原因了。
I do not know the reason.
然后就帮我打扫的这个人呢，他就讲了一句话。
The one who is helping me in doing cleaning work, he said one thing.
他说，看不出那么斯文的人会讲出这样的话来。
He said, I can never imagine that such a sophisticated and a cultured, polite gentleman can say something like this.
非常有意思的一句话。
It's a very, very meaningful utterance.
他并没有说他讲这句话对或者不对。
He did not say whether it is right or wrong.
可能那个工人很坏，那个主人骂他是合理的。
Maybe that the servant over there deserved a rebuke.
但是他在这个工人觉得呢，他那么斯文的人好像讲这么样的话与他的身份不符合。
But somehow this one who is helping me said the utterance of that person does not conform with his position.
他过的生活与他那个样子那个身份不符合。
The way he lived does not conform with his person, with his position.
很多时候我们会容易犯这个毛病。
Many times we do the same thing.
讲的话没有礼貌。
We are impolite in our conversation.
或者不快乐的环境底下发了脾气。
Or we lose our temper in adverse conditions.
环境也许的确是不好。
The environment may be real bad.
按人来看我们有理由发脾气。
From a human point of view, we are justified to lose our temper.
但是这个发脾气的表现和我们天上的国民那个生活符合不符合？
But does the act of losing our temper conform with our stature of a heavenly citizen?
我们在做那件事情的时候，发脾气的时候，忘了我现在在人面前是天国的一个代表。
When we are losing our temper at that moment, we forgot we are a representative of the kingdom of heaven.
我们做基督徒的人在人面前能够要应该代表我们的主耶稣。
We as Christians, we should represent our Lord before men.
我们自己不留神的时候，可能很多人在观察我们。
Sometimes when we are not careful, maybe somebody is watching us.
那我们要小心，我们所做的每一件事情与我们的身份符合不符合。
Therefore, we must be very careful in everything we do. Are we conforming our life with our position?
不要忘记我们的身份。
Do not forget our position.
做出来与我们的身份不符合的事情。
So that we will not do things which is unconformable to our position.
我有一个很叫我觉得很不好意思的经验。
I have a rather embarrassing experience.
有一次我在一个地方去讲道。
Once I went to preach in a
12点讲完了。
I finished my sermon at 12.
2点钟在另外一个地方有一个聚会。
I speak in another place at 2.
没工夫回家去吃饭。
I have no time to go home to eat.
讲完道了到一个小饭店去吃饭。
So I ate at a small restaurant.
那我吃完了饭呢一定就可以很快赶去另外一个礼拜堂。
So I can have time to come to the other service.
那我到那个饭店人不多我就叫了我要吃的东西了。
And there were not too many people in the restaurant, and I gave my order.
渐渐人很多来了。
And then more people came.
比我迟来的人呢，都有东西吃了。
The one who came after me, they began to eat.
我还没有东西吃。
But my order has not come.
看看钟已经快一点了。
I look at the watch, it's almost 1 o'clock.
心里很着急，要赶到另外一个礼拜堂去啊。
I was very frustrated because I have to catch the service.
等了很久没有来，我把那个伙计叫来，我就问他为什么我的饭不来。
After so long a waiting, I called the waiter and asked him the reason.
我的讲话一定当时很不客气。
And the way I asked him was quite discourteous.
那么他说对不起，把我叫的东西忘了。
He said, "I'm sorry, I forgot about your order."
很快他把我东西拿来了。
And then very quickly he brought me the food.
拿完了，快快吃完。
So I ate very hastily.
吃完了嘛，站起身来走了。
And then I walked away.
那么一转身呢，后边一台吃饭的人都站起来了。包牧师，我拉手。
As soon as I stood up, there's a whole table of people stood up, and they shake my hand and said, Reverend Powell.
他们就是在我刚刚讲完那个礼拜堂的人来这吃饭。
They came from, they were brothers and sisters from the church where I just preached.
很不好意思。
I was very much embarrassed.
为什么不好意思？
Why?
我责备，假如我责备那个饭店做事的人，我很有理由啊。
Logically, I was justified to rebuke the waiter.
我很早来的呢，他应该给我饭吃吗？
I came first, I should eat first.
但是我自己仍然不好意思。
But I still feel embarrassed.
我知道我的那个态度与我那个身份不符合。
Because I knew my attitude does not conform with my position.
很多时候都是一样。
Many times is the same.
我们忘记了我们应当有那个身份。
We forgot about our supposed position.
结果叫别人看见了，我们自己知道我们错了，我们不好意思。
Therefore, after people saw us and we feel embarrassed,
我们失掉了我们的身份。
We lost our position.
我们做的那件事情本身也许不错。
And the thing itself, what we did, was not necessarily wrong.
但是与我们那个崇高的身份不符合呀。
But nevertheless, it does not conform with our sublime position.
叫我们觉得我们自己失掉了我们的见证。
And therefore, we feel that we have lost our testimony.
一个青年弟兄讲他的见证。
I heard a young brother spoke about his testimony.
刚刚中学毕业，在一个小学里面教书。
He just graduated from high school and he was teaching in a primary school.
刚刚教书大概没有多久。
He just began to teach.
有一天他约一班他的团契的团友啊，到另外一个地方去。
One day he asked some of the members of his fellowship to go to a place.
那么在那儿等，他在那儿等车的时候就等那些个朋友来。
He was waiting at the bus and waiting for the other members.
那么在等的来的没有事情的时候呢，他大概那时候还是青年人，他不记得他是好像是老师了。
Well, he was waiting for the members. He forgot that he was a teacher.
那么在他等车那个地方呢，有街边卖东西吃的那个肉啊。用切着用个牙签插着在那吃。
while he was waiting, he saw there was some little 大排档was selling food and meat at the roadside.
他那买的拿那个牙签扎着在那吃。
He was eating the meat with a toothpick beside the road.
正在吃的时候，个小孩过来了，老师。
While he was eating, one of the students came and said, "Teacher."
他自己不记得小孩，但是小孩认得他吧。
He does not recognize the boy, but the boy knew him.
咬着肉，但是正着吃了。
He was eating at that time.
很不好意思。
Embarrassed.
你花钱买肉吃本身不错嘛。
There is nothing wrong that you spend a price and purchase food to eat.
但是在那个情况之下，那么吃与他做老师的那个身份不符合。
But at that particular moment, the way he was eating and the place where he was eating was not conforming to his position.
失掉他的身份了。
He lost his position.
照样，我们基督徒也应当如此。
In the same manner with us as Christians.
小心，不论在什么情况之下，不论在什么地方。
Regardless of our situation and location,
我们不忘记我们是做主耶稣的代表。
We will not forget that we are representatives of Christ.
我们是天上的国民。
We are heavenly citizens.
为了这个原因，我们应当过一个生活与那个身份相符合。
Because of this reason, we shall live a life which conforms us to that position.
那么在这里，保罗给我们提啊，这个生活应当另外有几方面的表现。
And here Paul tells us that with this type of kind of life, we should have some other manifestation.
在第四章第一节，保罗说：“你们应当靠主站立得稳。”
In chapter 4, verse 1, Paul tells us that stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved.
这句话非常有意思，靠主站立得稳。
To stand fast in the Lord is worthy of our thinking.
首先这个靠主这句话呢英文翻的比较好是在主里边。
First of all, I'd like to say, in the Lord is a better translation.
因为我们生活的整个范围是在主耶稣的里边。
在主耶稣里边。
In Christ.
如果我所做的每一件事情我认清楚的是按照主的意思在主耶稣里边。
If I know that everything I do is according to his will and in him,
如果我所做的每方式都是与在主里边的那个方式相符合。
If every other form and ways I do things is conformable to Christ,
主耶稣成为我整个生活的那个范围、那个标准。
And then Christ become the example and the scope of my whole life.
那我自己的生活自然就不会失掉他应当有的见证了。
And then naturally my life will not lose its testimony.
然后另外一方面，保罗说。站立得稳。
In other hand, Paul said we should stand fast.
那所有基督徒都应该在这方面要得着我们应当有的那个标准。
I think every Christian should attain the standard which we should have.
站立在属灵的事上要站立得稳。
Stand fast in spiritual matters.
有时候你觉得这句话好像
When it talks about the seeking, you know, we should stand fast.
他不叫我们说应该向前追求。
He did not say that we should pursue forward.
我们又说向前有进步。
It did not say to progress forward.
却说我们要站立得稳，保守住我们现在的地位。
Rather, it said that we should stand fast and we should keep what we have now.
很多时候我们觉得这样的话好像很难明白。
Sometimes it is hard for us to understand.
为什么我们不是向前继续追求，继续有进步呢？
Why? Say that we should press forward and continue progress.
我们要站立得稳。
But rather, we shall stand fast.
缘故是因为我们如果要认清楚我们现在所站的那个地位。
The reason is that, first of all, we should recognize where do we stand.
在属灵的事情上面，我们已经达到了一个地位。
In spiritual matters, we have already reached a certain stand.
我们已经在主里边得到了胜利了。
We have already attained victory.
我们在主里边已经得着那个宝贵的生命了。
We have already received the precious life in Christ.
因此我们要保守住我们已经所得着的。
Therefore, we should keep.
在打仗的时候，比如说两个军队在争夺一个要据点。
During a war, the two armies was trying to take hold of an important point.
那么一个军队如果他占领了这个据点了。
If one army occupied this place,
他的责任是要守住这个据点。
And its responsibility is to keep that place.
他的目标是这个，他已经得着了。
Yeah, the objective is to occupy this place.
他就不能够说不要再用别的行动来失掉这个据点了。
His responsibility is to use every means to keep it.
在我们属灵的生命上就应当是如此。
The same thing with our spiritual life.
就是为这个原因。
Because of this,
圣经上曾给我们很多吩咐怎么样过圣洁的生活。
The Bible tells us in many ways how to live a holy life.
要逃避少年人的私欲。
We should escape the lust of youth.
这一类的命令很多。
Such kind of command, there are plenty.
但是如果你要是看圣经的教训，从来没有吩咐我们说要从撒旦的面前逃走。
But there is no one place in the Bible to tell us that we should run away from Satan.
那么这个或者还容易。
This is easy.
我们不从撒旦面前逃走。
We should not run away from Satan.
但是圣经上从来没有吩咐我们说要去追赶撒旦，或者向撒旦去到他那里去和他作战。
But the Bible never say to us that we should chase after Satan and go to his place.And have a war with him.
我们没有这么样的一个命令。
We do not have such command.
缘故就是因为今天我们已经跟撒旦的战争之中得到胜利了。
The reason is that in this warfare with Satan, we have already won the battle.
因此，我们应当保守住我们在主面前所领受的。
Therefore, we should keep that which we have already won.
我们已经是天上的国民了。
We are already a citizen of heaven.
保守住我们所领受的这个福气。
Keep this blessing which we already have.
保守住我们现在所站的立场。
Keep our precious position.
在主里边站立得稳。
We shall stand fast in Christ.
然后另外一方面，保罗吩咐我们说呀。
And then Paul also commanded us.
我劝有阿爹和寻都基要在主里同心。
I beseech Euodias
and beseech Syntyche.
我也劝你们与我的同父异俄的帮助他们两个人。
That they be of the same mind in the Lord.
这里讲那两件事情，保罗告诉我们。
Here Paul tells us two things.
如果我们要真正能够有一个天上国民的表现。
If we truly have the manifestation of a heavenly citizen.
我们首先应当在主里面同心。
First, we should have the one mind in Christ.
然后我们应当彼此帮助。
And then we should help each other.
那么首先在主里面同心呢。
First about the same mind.
是这个地方的所讲的这个意思呢，和前面第二章所讲那个同心合意的意思很不一样。
The person here tell about the same mind is very different from the same mindedness in chapter 2.
因为这里讲到有这两个姊妹在主里边有了困难。
Here, Paul tell us these two sisters have some difficulty in the Lord.
这两个人是什么人呢？
Who are these two persons?
这两个人都是和保罗同工的人。
They were Paul's co-workers.
他们为主的缘故在福音上和他一同劳苦。
They labor with him together for the Lord.
换句话说，这两个姊妹都是很爱主，都是努力为主工作的人。
In other words, these two sisters, they were zealous for the gospel work.
但是他们两个人中间有了误会。
Nevertheless, they have some misunderstanding between them too.
他们两个中间有了隔海，有了困难。
There were some misunderstanding, some difficulties.
这里保罗劝他们说，你们应当同心。
And here, Paul was beseeching them, you should have the same mind.
你们两个人可能在有些事情的看法不一样。
It is very possible that you have the different outlook of things.
你们两个人的可能性情不一样，背景不一样。
It is possible that you have different character, different background.
也许你们两个做事的方法有些个不同。
Maybe the way of doing things are different.
为了这个原因，两个人结果不能同心了。
Because of such reasons, they could not have the same mind.
保罗劝他们应该在主里边同心。
Paul was exhorting them that they should have the same mind.
在侍奉主的人中间，我们常常看这件事情。
Among the ones who are serving the Lord today, they also happen like this very often.
在主的使徒中间，我们看见这样的事情。
We saw the same situation happen among the apostles of Christ.
背景不同，个性不同。
Different background, different character.
两个人做事的方法也不一样。
The different way of doing things.
但是在主里边能够把个性把背景的分别把它忘记。
But in Christ we should forget about these trivial differences.
然后在主里边能够同心。
And then we can have the same mind in Christ.
使徒行传第一章告诉我们使徒彼得和约翰两个人同心合意的祷告。
And in Acts chapter 1 it tells us the apostles Peter, and John, they have the same mind when they pray together.
彼得和约翰两个人多么不同啊。
Peter and John, they were two extremely different persons.
一个人的性情很急很快。
One has a very quick, character.
另外一个很喜欢思想很重感情。
The other one is rather, sentimental and full of feelings.
按照个性来说两个人没有法在一起同工。
According to characters,They cannot work together.
但是在主里面，他们把自己的个性把它忘记了。
Nevertheless, in Christ, they forget about the difference of their characters.
把他们不同的做事方法把它忘记了。
They forgot about the difference of their way of doing things.
不再主张或者坚持自己特别的看法。
They no longer insist on their own particular method.
在主里面能够同心。
They have one mind in
Christ. 保罗劝这两个姊妹的这个话，我觉得就是这个意思。
I believe Paul has the same meaning when he was beseeching the sisters.
照样，我们也需要保罗的这个劝勉。
In the same way, we also need Paul's exhortation.
然后我们要彼此帮助。
And then we should help each other.
这个彼此帮助这句话是一个，也是句子构造也很特别。
And this sentence also have a very peculiar structure.
真正这句话的意思乃是说，应该彼此补足那个缺乏。
The true meaning of this sentence is to make up the each other's weaknesses and discrepancies.
他有这方面有需要，我能够想法补足他这方面的需要。
He has this kind of weakness, and I try to make it up for him.
我这方面有需要，应该让他来补足我这方面的不足。
And I have this weakness, and he will try to make it up for me.
这个要是两方面要彼此同作合作才可以啊。
Only through a mutual cooperation, this can be achieved.
我有需要，他要来帮助我。
When I have a need, he helps me.
我必须要肯让他来帮助我。
I have to be willing to accept his assistance.
如果我不肯承认我这方面有需要，我不肯叫他来帮助我。
If I do not recognize my need, I do not accept his help,
那我没办法能够得到他的帮助了。
Then I cannot receive his assistance.
我们彼此就不能够补足了。
We cannot be a blessing toward each other.
一方面我们应当把自己的特别的个性特别的地方把它忘记。
We have first of all forget about our own peculiarity.
然后我们应该彼此来补足。
And then we can try to supplement each other.
然后第三方面保罗吩咐我们说。
On the third area, Paul said,
追求我们天国公民生活的表现。
And then we should seek after the responsibilities of our heavenly citizenship.
我们讲到了有两方面了。
And we speak about two areas.
站在主里边站立得稳。
We should stand fast in Christ.
在主里边彼此饶恕彼此同心。
We should forgive each other and help each other.
然后第三方面我们应该在主的面前多用时间来祷告。
And thirdly, we like to say we should pray more in Christ.
我们怎么能够表现出来我们是天国的公民呢？
How do we express ourselves that we are heavenly citizens?
我们应当一无挂虑。
We should have no anxiety.
只要凡事借着祷告祈求和感谢将你们所要的告诉神。
We only give or put all our troubles to God through thanksgiving and prayer.
应当一无挂虑。
We should be free of anxiety.
意思就是说我们借着祷告把这个带到主的面前了，我们就把它交托给主了。
Which is to say that we give all these troubles to the Lord and we give it to Him.
我们相信他能够替我们担当了。
And we believe He can bear the burden.
我们自己不再为这事情挂虑了。
We no longer have anxiety over it.
挂虑是人生活之中最容易给我们身体受影响的一件事情。
Anxiety is one of the most damaging thing to our physical well-being.
神经软弱吗？
Do we have a nervous trouble?
不是因为我们工作过劳了。
Not because that we are overworked.
我们的脑子不会用得过度的。
We cannot overwork our mind.
用脑子永远不会用到你神经衰弱。
We never receive nervous breakdown because of we use our mind.
如果有，可能就是因为我们挂虑过多了。
If there is a nervous breakdown, it is because of over anxiety.
我们明明把这个问题交托给主了，但是实际上在心灵里边我们没把它放下。
We have given this problem to God, but at the same time, we cannot feel free from our heart.
有一个工作的责任摆在那里了。
And we have a responsibility there.
我尽了我的力量做了。
I have done my best.
然后我整天心里想着呀。
And then I think all day long in my heart.
哎呀，我这个做的好不好啊？
Have I done a good job?
别人会不会同意呀？
Will others agree?
有没有人批评啊？
Will somebody criticize me?
或者给人有误会呀？
Somebody misunderstand me?
因此想太多了，到了夜晚了，睡不着觉了。
When we think too much in these areas, we lost our sleep.
实际上这是一个没有信心的表现。
Actually, this is an expression of little faith.
如果我们真正把这一切借着祷告、祈求和感谢交托给主了，
If we truly have committed this unto the Lord,
我们应该在心灵里边把这给交托给主。
We should also commit it to the Lord in our spirit.
如果这么样，保罗说主会给我们有出人意外的平安。
If we can do this, Paul said, He will give us a peace which passeth all understanding.
这里保罗说我们应当凡事都怎么样祷告。
And Paul said, we should pray in this manner in all things.
不论这个负担是什么。
No matter what the burden is.
也许是工作的问题。
Maybe it's in our work.
也许是经济的问题。
Maybe it's finance.
也许是同工之间的困难。
Maybe it's among the co-workers.
也许是身体的软弱。
Maybe a physical weakness.
一切我们借着祷告。
We should pray in all things.
把这个带到主的面前来。
And bring them before the Lord.
凡事借着祷告祈求和感谢。
And everything we give thanks in prayer.
将你们所要的告诉神。
And tell God of what you need.
神能够给我们有出人意外的平安。
And God will give us the peace which passes all understanding.
这个是个见证。
This is a testimony.
能够把我们天国公民的那个生活在人面前表现出来。
Then we can reveal the true life of a heavenly citizen before man.
我们本是天国的国民。
We are citizens of heaven.
因为我们在等候救主，就是我们主耶稣基督从天降临。
Because from whence also we look for the Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ.
因此，我们应该过一个生活与天国的公民相符合。
Therefore, we should live a life which is conforming to the heavenly citizenship.
让我们的生活能够成一个见证荣耀我们的神。
That our life may become a testimony to glorify God.